Welcome to the Hypno Treatment Center. You must be our midnight booking, is that right? Great. Well, you can just follow me. Are you familiar with this process? Have you done this before? It's really quite simple. Just follow me. Step inside and we can begin. This is our sterile room. As you can see, there's nothing here but this examination bed. Red leather. It's a personal preference. This is my private room, and this is the way I've designed it. Simplicity is key. I want to take away as many distractions as possible. It keeps me from losing your attention, and there's nothing more crucial to this treatment than being 100% focused. Focus is the key to everything. Focus is the key to unlocking your mind and unlocking that feeling that you've no doubt come here to unlock. To clear this incessant fog, you need a treatment to completely subdue your mind to something other than your own thoughts and feelings. You chose the perfect girl. Like I said, the focus is my thing. It is my specialty, so to speak. It comes from my voice, you see. Powerful and gentle. And it scrambles your brain so I can play with it. And if you feel your brain getting scrambled, just go along with it. Let the motions of the experience pull you along. If I feel you drifting, I will pull you back in. I want you to undress and to lie down completely naked. I know the room might look a little cold, but I assure you, it is perfectly adjusted to body temperature. Lie down and feel the firm but soft leather underneath you. The warm ambient temperature will create the soothing feeling of floating in empty space. I don't want you to worry about anything. Nothing is left to chance. Feel the firmness of the bed perfectly pressed back against you. You are able to relax all your muscles and to feel the bed support them so comfortably. I want you to inhale deeply. Pull the weight of everything around you deeply into your lungs and hold it there. And then release. And feel all that weight slip away from between your lips. Allow yourself to feel immediate relief and relaxation. Inhale again. Pull that weight back, a little less heavy this time, and hold. Feel the oxygen making your blood rush and your brain tingle so comfortably, and then release. And feel as that overwhelming relief comes over you. I want to paint a picture in your mind. Follow my words. I will give you simple orders, simple instructions, hypnotic suggestions. Picture me. Picture only me. I want you to think about me, to focus only on thinking about me. I'm standing right here next to you. Feel my presence, real, intense, glowing with energy. Just picture me right here. My mouth moving to these words, my tongue dancing around in my mouth, my lips as I speak these tingly little phrases that make you shudder. Good boy, I want you to respect my presence. I want you to respect my power. Focus. You are here for treatment, right? For a session of reverse hypnosis? It's okay. I'm here to help. Sometimes fantasies can become so intense, they become intrusive, distracting, painful in the most sensitive places. That's what I'm here for. My job is to make you not think about it. Everything here is intended to keep you from thinking about that. I know how hard it can be. I am a woman, after all, and I've had a lot of clients like yourself. One thing is for sure, you're not the only person who's obsessed with cock. Oh my god, I'm sorry. I should be a little more careful, shouldn't I? But it is good to get it out in the open, to dispel the tension and address it head on, don't you think? I think it's okay if we admit you're here because you can't stop fantasizing about cock, don't you? Focus. Imagine me. My lips. Don't think about cock. I know I started talking about it, but remember my instructions. Me, not cock. Got it? I know you're getting hard from my voice, but that doesn't mean you get to think about soft, thick cocks growing hard, throbbing in your face. Focus. I'm in high heels, black like my bra and panties. I took off my uniform, so all I have on are these three things. Lace, delicate panties. And this bra is so light, it's more like a net than a bra. It's pretty much entirely see-through. Or maybe I'm lying, and if you open your eyes, you'll see me completely naked. Don't you dare. You are my hypno-slave now, which means your eyes stay closed. This is all in your imagination. There's nothing externally that should concern you. You know the one thing you have to do. Focus. Isn't picturing my body so much better than thinking about boys? I mean, can a hard cock really compete with me? Be honest with me now. Are you thinking about me? Or are you thinking about a delicious big cock growing hard in front of your face? It's okay, I want you to be honest. It's a gradual process of redirecting your thoughts and behaviors. Knowing what's going on inside your mind is crucial to the therapeutic process. I will ask you more questions like this as we go through to keep track of your mental state, okay? I'm going to place my hand on your stomach now. I'm going to lay my palm flat on your belly button. Feel it spread over you, warm and soft. My energy moving through us both. The tips of my fingers gently pressing, squeezing into your skin. See it in your mind's eye. My hand there on you. Soft, slim fingers, white-tipped nails and their delicate movements. See the hand slowly begin to slide down. Feel it on your own skin, moving softly, so excruciatingly slowly. Picture that cock further down. And as you see my hand creep down, it begins to stir. Your racing pulse begins to pump it full of blood, warm and tingling as it grows a little more and a little more, all without your control. See the balls tighten as the cock begins to slowly fill with eager blood. A really, really hard cock standing obediently for me. The veins popping and the head bursting with this unbearable excitement that my voice keeps pumping into your dick. Yeah, picture my nails, just their tips barely touching, tickling your balls and scratching you so gently. Don't you dare move. Don't you fucking dare move. Focus. Feel my hand cup your balls, warm and firm. I squeeze them so suddenly it sends a huge spasm all throughout your body, pushing every last ounce of self-control you have into your cock. Shh, breathe, breathe, inhale, hold it, and exhale. Good boy. You have to be obedient, do you understand? You have to fight the urge to lose focus. You have to give everything to me, do you hear? Every last shred of self-control and willpower must be surrendered for the therapy to have its intended effect. Yeah, continue picturing that. See delicate fingers wrap around it. See that feminine hand begin to move so slowly and effortlessly up and down, up and down. The thumb playing with the head, the fingers squeezing playfully when they reach the bottom of the shaft, grabbing until the head is filled to bursting. Then, as the hand moves back up, a delicious, glistening drop of pre-cum begins to trickle from the head. The hand catches it with a thumb and lifts it up, hanging strand of pre-cum from the shaft to the finger. If that was you, what would you do? Are you picturing what you would do? I bet you wouldn't hesitate to put that thumb in your mouth, would you? To suck up that tasty pre-cum. Not letting a single drop go to waste. I bet you would edge this cock over and over again, just so you could taste that pre-cum, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? Don't think about it. Don't think about the trail of pre-cum going from the head to the shaft. A perfect place to put your tongue, to stick it out like a good boy, and lick from the bottom to the top, cleaning it the way good boys should clean cock. Don't think about that. Before we continue, I need to ask you another question. Answer me honestly. Have you been picturing me giving you a hand job? Or have you just been seeing a fat cock getting pumped until it leaks pre-cum? Focus. 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 I know you're a nasty little cock slut, but I did think you'd be able to go 10 seconds without fantasizing about dick. Let's continue. I want you picture my lips, wet and soft. Picture them between your legs, kissing and sucking on your balls, and picture me sticking out my tongue and licking them, lapping at your crotch like a good puppy. That's what you would do, right? If you were me, you'd be sticking out your tongue and licking these cum-filled balls like a nasty little slut, lifting them and licking his taint, spreading his legs and rimming his asshole. Yeah, stick your tongue in there. Be really nasty. I want you to spit on it. Make it sloppy, eat it like a good little fucking bitch. Yeah, lick his shaft. Stick out your tongue and lick his shaft up and down. Up and down. Drool all over it. Feel the veins run over your slippery tongue as you kiss it and spit on it like a good bitch. It's crucial that you don't try to put it in your mouth. If you do, it might become too intense for you, and the whole session may just be ruined. Under no circumstances must you imagine opening your mouth right above his fat head, sticking out your tongue, and lapping up his pre-cum like the gay boy you are. Don't think about him putting his strong hands on your head and thrusting that stiff cock further into your mouth. Don't picture him using your mouth as a cock sleeve, pumping himself in and out and making you drool and squirm, fucking your mouth like a girl's pussy, pushing it deeper into your throat, your lips inching towards the base of his fat dick. He presses that button in the back of your throat, the one that makes your needy little gay cock leak pre-cum, and he holds it there. Your whole body begins to shudder, your eyes are watering, and you're just drooling helplessly all over his fucking crotch. Then he grabs your head and pulls you off his cock. You gasp, you moan, and your spit is just hanging everywhere on his cock, down his balls and thighs, on your chin. Focus. I told you not to think about it. Don't think about wrapping your lips tight around his head and pumping his shaft up and down while you suck on it. Pumping out that leaking pre-cum and lapping it all up, making cute popping sounds as you slip his head in and out from between your lips. Don't think about taking that load in your mouth. Don't think about working that fat cock into such an orgasmic state with your mouth. Good boys swallow. They swallow and say thank you, mister. Do you want to thank him? Do you want to show him how grateful you are? Beg him to come for you. Tell him how much you want it. Take his cock down your throat again. Bottom out like a good little slut. Use your mouth all over it. Use one hand on his balls, one on his shaft, and you suck the full length of his cock. Keep pumping and squeezing and sucking so eagerly. Keep working him up. Feel his balls tensing to their limit in your hand. The head of his cock is so full, so warm as it slips back and forth across your tongue inside your mouth. Tastes like heaven, doesn't it? Good pet. Keep working him. Yeah, feel his hips begin to move, to buck and bounce as you suck him off. Go faster. Feel him dig his fingers into your scalp, pushing and pumping your head up and down as he fucks your mouth. He groans and trembles, and you moan and whimper. You feel the energy flow through his cock, wave after wave of intense, uncontrolled relief. You know he's going to come, and it fills you with such an intense wave of happy pleasure. His hands clench so roughly around your head, he begins to completely lose control. His body convulses in pleasure, his cock tenses and begins to pulse. You can feel him coming. He's going to pump all that sweet cum into your mouth. Focus, focus. Focus. Get the fuck off. Take it out of your mouth. Hands off. Did you really? think I was going to let you swallow his cum? I don't give a fuck what you want. You're gonna take that load in your ass. Yeah, you're gonna get cream pied bareback like a good little fucking gay boy. I know you can't stop thinking about it. So we might as well go all the way, right? The final stage of this hypnotherapy is for you to completely shut your brain off. I will tell you what's going to happen. You're going to crawl onto the table and sit on his lap, and you're going to fuck him. I want you to position yourself above his cock and sit back on it. You're going to ride it. Because I know that's what you're thinking about. You're going to feel every inch of him penetrating you, filling you up. You will slip that head inside. You moan as you feel it pushing into you, spreading you open, making your body feel hot all over, filling you so deep, opening those parts of your brain that release endless amounts of delicious serotonin. You're so lubed and wet and ready, and his cock is so unforgivingly hard, and it all slips inside your needy pussy with so much ease. You feel so happy as his full balls touch against your ass, being such a good puppy and bottoming out on him. And he grabs you by the throat, pulling the entire length of his shaft slowly out before slipping it all back in. His fat head rolls across your prostate, causing you to buck and moan and whimper and flex around his cock, pulling it tighter and deeper. Dropping your ass down onto him again and again and again, penetrating your empty mind and rolling over your G-spot. Do you feel how close he is to coming? I want his cum inside you. That's not negotiable. It's what I want. And what you want is to please me, right? Pleasing me pleases you. Obedience pleases me. Obedience pleases you. Cock pleases me. Cock pleases you. Does that make you happy? Knowing that your slutty enthusiasm and needy pussy is milking his fat cock to spurt inside you? Any other day I would tease you relentlessly for that. But now I just think it's fucking hot. Watching you move up and down in his lap helplessly, unable to stop, not wanting to stop. Convulsive and overwhelming as the pleasure takes you over, as he pumps your prostate full to bursting. You know, I think he's struggling to hold back. I think he wants to ejaculate with you slipped over his fat cock. I'm so impressed that you haven't broken and come yet. But from now on, there's no need to hold back. You don't need to hold back anymore. Bucking. Bobbing. I want him to come inside you. I want him to come inside you. I control you. He controls you. You have no control. Don't worry. He won't stop. He won't even stop when you're begging him to. He won't even stop after he's shot his load inside you. He'll stop only when I tell him to. For now, there's only one thing he's supposed to do. Fill my little slut to the brim with his fat fucking shaft. Fuck him, slave. Yeah, fuck his little boy pussy until he's shaking and squirming and gushing his load all over the place. Oh, fuck him until he caves from the pleasure. Break this little gay brain with your fat fucking cock. Oh, it's as if your legs, your whole body takes on a life of its own, beginning to shake and tremble from somewhere deep inside. Your cheeks are so pink and hot, your eyes glazed and rolling. Your breathing is so rapid and interrupted by cute girly whimpers. Bottom out, bottom out, bottom out. The whole length going in and out as he holds you down by the neck, unable to stop moving. You don't try to fight. Your subconscious doesn't care anymore. There is no more resistance. There is no way out. You shouldn't resist because it feels so good. You don't want to resist because it feels so good. You can't resist because it feels so good. You're going to come because it feels so good. Are you paying attention to the rhythm? Fucking and filling and pushing you further and further into blank, desperate pleasure. Yeah, just relax and let the automatic motion take over. Focus only on the pleasure. It feels so good to come. It feels so good to be railed, and it feels so good to just bounce into a deep, full body anal orgasm. Yeah, be a good boy for me and tell him what you want. Repeat after me. I'm a needy slut and I need your cum. Good boy. Again, say I'm a needy fucking slut and I need your cum. Yeah, it's a little embarrassing saying all these things out loud right to him. But every time you do, your prostate just shuts down your brain and all that resistance goes away. Give in to the pleasure. Give in to the motion, the movement, the rhythm. Give in to his cock. Give in to my voice. He fucks you harder, faster, deeper. His cock stiffens completely in preparation for an intense orgasm. And your cock is flopping desperately up and down as he pushes all that cum from your prostate out through your needy little dick. Yeah, feel that cum begin to leak out of you, falling in heavy drops as he pumps it out of you. Your cock feels like it's on fire. The pleasure is so hot and intense. Your body convulses, your thighs clench. He grips your throat harder as you pant and moan and drool all over his hand. Your ass is going to fucking come. Your prostate is going to trigger a full body orgasm. When he comes inside you, I want you to completely lose control. I want you to come and squirt and fall apart. I want you to come like a good little fucking gay boy. You feel him begin to move underneath you like an earthquake. He thrusts helplessly into you, again and again as the orgasmic pleasure overtakes him. You feel his pleasure coursing through you. The happiness is so completely overwhelming. Come for me, slave. Come as you feel his hot, sticky cum pump into your ass. He grabs your throat so hard you almost pass out as he dumps all that fucking milk into you. His load in your ass triggers your prostate to send overwhelming waves of pleasure through you. You squirm and come and clench and quiver. Your ass convulsing in pleasure, pulling his cock in and out, making you come again and again. Your whole body reduced to nothing but a quivering mess, coming uncontrollably and moaning like a good little fucking gay boy. And you just bounce and moan and cream and cum all over his fat cock. You feel so helpless and empty and filled, so needy and satisfied as all that sexual energy moves through you in waves of orgasm after orgasm after orgasm, filling you up and emptying you completely. You collapse on top of him, his cock still buried inside you. Your little gay brain can't help moving a little back and forth, but your ass is so sensitive from all that coming. You feel so lightheaded, like you're floating in completely empty space. the warmth of his body, the feeling of cock between your cheeks. You feel so fulfilled and perfectly content. Let the warm sensation of total relief wash over you again and again and again. Relax and breathe. Inhale. Enjoy the afterglow, the orgasm moving through you, and exhale. Enjoy the feeling of his cock growing limp inside you. It slips out, and you feel that hot cum pouring out of you, flowing over your balls and making a mess of your entire crotch. You love it. You feel so happy. You feel so complete. You feel so content. Continue to lay with this feeling for as long as you want. A full body orgasm can be enjoyed for hours. Stay here. Do not let any outside thoughts or feelings creep in. You do not have to leave this delicious trance until you yourself decide, or when you feel refreshed. Maybe you could rewind and play this again.